Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi. You're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What is working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm Heidi, and this is the DSG Connect podcast. Today, we have Drs. Alan and Barbara Durham, and they are both co-owners of Integrated Dental, and welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. So just to kind of fill our listeners in on a little bit of who you are, co-founders of CAD Pro Academy, and then Dr. Alan, you are the Director of Digital Dentistry, and Dr. Barbara, you are the Assistant Director of Digital Dentistry, both at Touro College.
I said an exciting place for us both, where we get to share and teach with the students at Touro College of Dental Medicine.
Yeah, so maybe you both can fill me in on how you got connected with Touro College and what you're doing at Integrated Dental. Just kind of fill us in a little bit more of who you are and what you do.
Yeah, Touro College is interesting. It's one of the newer dental schools in New York State. We actually have our fourth class that just started. So the school now has four classes, with 110 students each. So we've been involved with Touro since its inception and helping to bring digital dentistry both in the curriculum and the systems to the students and faculty there. So it's been a wonderful project and it's been very fulfilling to be able to share digital dentistry in that environment with the new students.
And then the way that both of you work within the practice at Integrated Dental, you, Dr. Barbara, are a prosthodontist and Dr. Alan, you're a GP, right?
Yes.
So it's an interesting kind of marriage that we have as brother and sister working together. Alan originally was a computer systems engineer and electrical engineer. And while I was in dental school, he approached me and said, I think I want to go into it because I can see what the future really holds in dentistry. I myself am completely computer illiterate and have kind of been forced into this world because of the way that Alan has, you know, developed our practice. Our practice is an entirely digital practice. And while my training as a prosthodontist was in the traditional manner, I don't do anything I was taught in my residency. I apply those concepts, but I use digital workflows to enhance the treatments and streamline them. So Alan and I really work really much hand in hand to kind of develop these new workflows and share them then with the students and faculty at the college, because the college understands, Touro understands the importance of this type of practice and how it really is the future. So it's a very, very exciting way for me to practice, something that I never thought I would be doing, that really was afforded to me because I work with my brother, who's the engineer.
That is exciting. What digital platforms do you work with in the office?
So primarily we'll use 3Shape as our platform for scanning and design. Do in-office milling using DG shape milling machines, using some VHF mills. But primarily we're using 3Shape in our imaging ecosystem for our scanning. And we do a lot of photography as well. We use Canon cameras for our digital photography. And we use Sirona's Sidexis cone beam scanner for our 3D imaging.
And for our full arch implant cases, the way that we've been able to maintain an entirely digital treatment workflow, we use an extraoral scanner called the PIC scanner that uses stereo photogrammetry for us to be able to have the highest level of precision in terms of capturing the information, which can then be translated into fabricating the final restorations with a level of precision that can't be done otherwise.
Wow.
Yeah. We work to connect the dots within those different platforms and hardware to create workflows that allow us to maintain accuracy, remain digital, and get the benefits of that prospective digital workflow.
But one of the things that, you know, even though we are so much into digital, one of the things that we really teach at the school is that conceptually, it doesn't matter which way you practice, you need to understand what you're trying to achieve. And then you can go down either route, whether you're going to, you know, accomplish it with a traditional analog workflow or a digital workflow or some combination of the two. So we're really, you know, it's important for us to make the students understand that, you know, just because You can do something digitally doesn't mean that necessarily it's a better way of doing it for certain things.
Sure. At the school, do they teach traditional as well as digital?
Absolutely. Both? I mean, you have to think of, let's say, an intraoral scanner as a impressioning system. And right. If you don't teach impressioning, you're not going to get the results that are going to give you, good quality dentistry after. So really impressioning is impressioning, whether it's analog or digital. And you have to understand the techniques and what we're looking to achieve in a proper impression. And so we have to share with students both analog workflows for impressioning as well as digital. And a lot of them overlap. Retraction of the tissue is retraction of the tissue, whether you're doing it digital or analog. So we do teach dentistry, whether it's analog or digital. And that's a key part of the education.
Absolutely. I mean, digital is definitely the way dentistry is going more and more all the time. So to have that, for you to jump careers and want to go in with your sister and have what insight to have, to jump in and say, okay, I think this is what I want to do and I want to go digital. I'm sure it set you guys up both in a very, your practice and your business in a very unique way with digital and the unfortunate situation that we're in. And you guys are in New York. And so there's a very sad and situation going on right now for the whole world, really, but especially out in your area. How are you guys doing with that? And how are your families? And also how is this helping you being set up in digital to help your patients?
Yeah, so thanks for asking about our families. We were in a very lucky position being that we are a digital office, in that we could kind of adhere to the guidelines, which are that we are to remain closed until the end of the month to everything except emergency care. And so, being that we're a digital office, what we have been able to do is keep ourselves safe, keep our patients safe, but still provide some type of emergency service to them. What do we mean by that? Well, when a patient calls us up and presents with an emergency, we have the ability to, with our remote systems, to log into previous scans of that patient, evaluate the scan compared to the radiographs that are digital radiographs that we have, and kind of make an assessment with that as to whether this is a true emergency that we will then refer out, or whether this is something that it's in the best interest for the patient to maybe hold off so that they don't further expose themselves by going out into the public and maybe getting care that isn't emergent. So for instance, I had a patient that is in a full arch implant provisional, and unfortunately he fractured the distal cantilever on the upper left. So he was able to send me some pictures that he took of himself. I looked at the scans. I know why it fractured. I reassured him that everything would be okay. And he said, okay, so long as I know that I'm okay, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to take the risk. He's 73 years old. It really isn't something that he should be treating at this point in time. But conversely, if it were a problem, because that implant provisional, we had designed it digitally, I have that file. And so I can easily print a new one, and he could feasibly come pick it up and then go to the oral surgeon and just have one switched out for the other if it becomes a further issue. So that's one of the really exciting things. Our digital office isn't necessarily fully closed because we have access to the data.
That's super, super helpful when you have to figure out when you figure out different workflows and pivoting to a digital workflow. And a lot of things in dentistry is you learn from not what's going right, but what happened and what went wrong and how can we fix it to go forward? Do you find that with going from, I'm assuming you both started out analog and then went into the digital, you find that there's more resources now to kind of make that pivot?
That's one of my favorite topics, actually, is to say that we really learn by failing, by trying, understanding if something goes wrong, learning why it went wrong, and trying to put in solutions so it doesn't happen again. And that was a big part of our education in digital dentistry. It still is. And to use that. And that's one of the key ways that we try to leverage the digital aspects of our dentistry. If we can review and align photography and scans when a case is complete, when a case is in progress, before a case is, and begin to learn about patterns that this person's mouth has changed, learn about how our treatment has progressed, and also then look at it with a fine microscope, we can do better dentistry. So the same data that we're doing this off of our scans, even with our office being closed, we can still access our scans. We can still use that to try to help paint a picture remotely for our patients as to what might be leading to their emergency and guide them with that information. So at least we have that.
And triage them. And then feasibly, we can share that information if they needed to be referred to a different doctor that is open for emergency care, like our oral surgeons. We can then provide that data to them for a reference.
Yeah, our oral surgeons do a lot of printing already in their office for their surgical guides. So a patient with a provisional that we have. But yes, the surgeons who do have printers already in their offices, and you know, they have the ability of producing a restoration for a patient if that's necessary as a provisional or a prototype until, you know, we're back or the patient can get their definitive restoration. That's another helpful part.
How do you both see dentistry changing? How has it impacted your patients? I mean, we kind of spoke a little bit to that with your patient that's in temporary right now and how you're able to help them. But how do you see this going forward and changing? I think we're all going to be changing as the, you know, the world pretty much, but as far as dentistry goes, we see more, sounds like you both were early adapters to digital, but do you see more people switching over and being more open to that? And overall, how do you see the future of dentistry?
I would hope so. I think that, you know, there's been a lot of discussion in over the past month about telehealth and teledentistry. And I think that people are starting to realize the more so the benefits of, you know, getting on this wagon. It definitely can be of use. There's a lot of times where in the past it would have been really beneficial if we could just have a FaceTime call with our patients, save them, you know, a lot of the nonsense of maybe traveling to the office for the most minor concerns. So it'd be great if, you know, these types of systems could really be, you know, developed and implemented in the office. And I just think that, you know, on, you know, hindsight in 2020, things that could be done. And our office actually was one of the first, I think, to close locally. It was a really difficult judgment call for us to make, but the, you know, the well-being of our staff, our patients and our families alike was really important to us. It's going to be difficult saying when it will be okay to go back. And I think that there will be certain precautions that we'll have to take initially when we're going back. But I think that in the past, the way we've practiced is we've always assumed universal precautions, saying that, you know, we always did as much, you know, as much as possible to ensure our safety, whether that involves the use of an N95 mask now, you know, on a regular basis. I don't know if that's the truth, but I do see us, you know, going back and being able to revisit the family that we created with our patients, hopefully sometime soon.
It is a family. It is, the dental community is a family, you know, as laboratories, as extensions of your office staff, and then your office staff being part of your family. Dr. Allen, can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's important because we're all in this together. And we're in this in a position where it affects us both for business and both with our social, you know, situations. And so it's a challenging time. I think dentistry is going to change forever. I think medicine is going to change forever. And I've always had a belief in teledentistry and the benefits of how that's going to share information more freely, which will eventually lead to better decision makings in patients' treatment and patients' long-term care, both in medicine and especially in dentistry. Using information that we've accumulated over time will give us a way of understanding our patients better. And we're going to use that in conjunction with teledentistry, telehealth, in order to virtually meet our patients, capture more information, and provide them better treatment, almost to the point where we want to predict, take care of something before it actually, you know, occurs. And that's where I think the benefits and the changes we're going to start to see as a result of this pandemic we've been fighting through.
Absolutely. And to your point, we are all in this together. And that's one of the things that we always like to say, is that we're better together. And I know a lot of people are saying that right now, and it's just, it's so true. And you have founded the CAD Pro Academy, and maybe you can share a little bit about that and how that can be a resource to dentists out there that might have some extra time on their hands, or dental staff that want to kind of learn more and really grow during this time.
Yeah, I mean, CAD Pro Academy has been a big part of our direction in digital dentistry in order to help share the workflows, share the understanding, and really make digital dentistry work for everyone as it's worked for us. And we love having the time to share on CAD Pro Academy. We've had some more time during this this interesting situation. We are where there is a resource to put the community together and really try to help elevate the level of communication. And we do this through online courses, and we also have this through live events. But of course, the live events, you know, you're beginning to wonder and question online learning versus live events and how that's going to be impacted in the future of education. So we'll see. It's going to be a brave new world.
Be interesting to see how it all unfolds for sure. Well, do you have any closing thoughts or anything else that you wanted to share?
I think, yeah, the way that we're all going to get through this is by coming together, and it's going to be accelerating the acceleration of the changes that we're seeing in medicine and dentistry. And I think that's going to be a beneficial part to this whole global scenario. And in the end, we'll try to find some good things that have come from this, and hopefully this will be the beginning of it.
Thank you so much, both, for your time today. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Welcome. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.